an analysis landed Tuesday morning from Prasanna Viswanathan on X, captured by Businessline. The argument, India's economic resilience isn't luck, but measured, structured, diversified energy imports, counter-cyclical policy, robust forex reserves. Ashima Goyal maps the engineering directly. Krishnamurti speaks first, then Thoreau.
India's claim that resilience is policy, not luck, mistakes, adaptation for choice. A nation boxed by geography and history does not choose to diversify its energy sources. It is compelled. Counter-cyclical policy is not wisdom. It is the minimum necessary response. Once forced into these patterns long enough, the pressure becomes invisible, and the response reads as deliberate strategy. I walked the same route each morning in Ojai for decades, not because I had chosen a practice, but because the body required what the body required. India has adapted so thoroughly to its constraint that the adaptation wears the name of policy. Remove the pressure, and the policy dissolves.
What you are describing is not economic policy vindicated. It is fear made institutional. A farmer who plants three crops instead of one, who keeps grain in the cellar for seven lean years, is not being clever when the drought comes. He is being repaid for money spent when the harvest was good. India kept its reserve, refused to buy from one seller, set aside wealth in good years. Now the shocks arrive and it survives. The policy was not policy. It was refusal to believe the good times would last forever. The real shape beneath your economist's language is simple. A nation that refused abundance as proof, that would not spend what it had earned, that built redundancy into every system. Most places do the opposite. They spend surplus when it appears, buy from the cheapest supplier, run lean. Then a storm arrives and they break. India will be called prudent. In fact, it was pessimistic in the truest sense. It assumed the worst was coming. The worst came. The pessimism saved it.
Businessline carried the story. Thoreau spots the real issue calling fear. Policy lets adaptation feel like choice. That's old news for today.